Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. I was gonna wear my Lakers jersey, but I'm not gonna lie. When I text you, I had just woke up.
oh shit, really?
I was like, what day is it today? Fucking, is it? I don't know if you can see through the Zoom because it's a little dark, but I didn't even put grease in my hair. So like I got like dry ass
curls. I can't tell. Yeah.
I got dry ass curls right now. That's what it looked like when I woke up and shit. And I was just like, yeah, whatever.
You got that uncooked ramen right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in that little bowl. You gotta add hot water, Cody. Just
yeah.
I was gonna spray it with my soul glow. Yeah, it's called soul glow. And I was just like, I'm gonna have to shine on these bitches, but I was just like, oh wait, we doing Zoom. Cody ain't gonna be able to tell. Should turn that ceiling fan off.
Oh, you good, bro. Ain't good.
I was gonna put my Laker jersey on to be lazy, but then I was just like, yeah, this black V-neckle dude.
Yeah, you said it's only audio anyway. It ain't like you're gonna see you with your dry ass hair.
Even if they did, I still probably give a fuck. I'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
Yeah, because I'd be like, I just woke up. What the fuck you want? Sure. I was up late last night playing games. I
mean, y'all want the show, right? Yeah. Okay then. Shut your ass up.
Playing video games. I'd have fucking lost track of time. And it was like 3 a.m. I was like, oh, shit. I know somebody listening to this. Like, it probably likes the hottest chick ever. She's listening. She's going like, what a fucking nerd. Oh, my God. Up playing video games. JB, go out there and enjoy life. Get out there, man. Life. It's like,
friends, bro.
Yeah. Get out there. Isn't there a club you could have been at? Oh, that's that life you want me to enjoy? Okay. I always tell people when they say, why don't you go out and get some fresh air and enjoy life? I was like, bitch, I went to Egypt.
I was about to say that. Yeah, you traveled to many, many lands in your time.
I got many kids across the world.
So doing that, it's like, what the fuck? Okay. Like, what would that do?
Yeah. I partied a lot in my lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, we partied a lot in my lifetime. Don't get me wrong, I miss it, but it's not like it was defining what I needed to do per se.
Right.
I definitely want to get back into this whole quarantine pandemic thing made me want to get back into playing some sports though. Not gonna lie.
Okay.
I know I'm gonna go to a golf range soon and go hit some golf balls, see how my swing is.
Right on.
Get back into the batting cages, see how my swing is on that, whatever. I'm not even gonna touch a basketball court because I don't want it's too crowded. I don't want nobody to see that. I don't want nobody to see that, Cody.
Yeah, it's funny. So I've been trying to get back into basketball a little bit lately myself.
I don't know if that 3-point. I don't know if that 3-point is the same as it used to be. So I don't even want to test it, to be honest, Cody.
I have no shot. No, I haven't played basketball really in like 5 years, man. My shot is trash. Mm. My defense is on point. For the most part, but my shot is trash. It's getting better since I've been playing a little bit more each weekend. But yeah, my shot—I didn't work on my shit.
I think
I don't know what my form. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
2017, I used to play regularly. That was me getting back into it, and I thought, like you said, my defense was still great. I always had great defense. My layups are still great. I was afraid to take them 3 shots though, because I was just like, that shit's embarrassing as fuck if you airball it. And I was like, I don't want to be that guy. So fuck that. I'm going to take it to the hole.
No, man. That's the only way. You got to keep getting your reps in.
No, I only want to practice on my own when I do that.
Oh, so yeah. So I got you.
You don't want to play with no Negroes from Compton and you take that 3 and you miss it. You'll never hear the end of that shit, okay? Like,
Hey, motherfucker, don't think I forgot. I remember you airballed that shit.
Yeah, you get picked on the team last and shit. You know, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. You can't go to Dominguez airballing shit. They'd be like, hey, man, we got to pick you last.
Oh, no, such as all the talent that came out of there? Nah, I can't do that.
They don't even take an excuse. I ain't played in 5 years. They're like, man, that shit should be in your blood, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I was about to say,
Remember?
Yeah. DNA.
Because they look at like that clockwork. And go like, 5 years? But you was playing in them streets for like 20 years. So you should be a pro at this by now. And it's like, nah, man. I think I took 1-3. And even though I made it, that shit just didn't feel right. It just didn't feel right. I think what the problem was is because I kind of forced it instead of letting it mm-hmm. flow. It was more of a force push than a letting it flow push. And I was just like,
yeah, it's crazy the amount of mechanics there are pertaining to a jump shot. You think it's simply just, oh, just jump. Let it fly out your hand. Ooh. No. There's a lot. You got to square up your shoulders. You got to have your elbow bent a certain way at a certain yeah. angle. And you got to have the follow through. And minus the follow through, you got to have the rotation
yes.
on your fingers when it's leaving your fingers.
All that wrist control, too.
And then trajectory. So there's a lot. And imagine doing all that while you're under pressure, while a motherfucker's in front of your face guarding you like this with his hands
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
My ball control got better, though. Mm-hmm. I got that better, but. Them threes, I got to work on that a little bit more. You know, I might have to get a one of them old school basketball courts in the backyard and shit. Like, anybody looking? You know, you shoot that three, you shoot that three, you turn around, then motherfuckers pop over the brick fence. Like, yo, did you just?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, they look over the fence like they do from Home Improvement. Like,
yo, did you miss that shit, yo? Motherfuckers in the neighborhood I grew up, they nosy, dude. So whenever you do any kind of sports activities, they like to just gather around and watch and shit for some fucking reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I remember learning how to use a crossbow and shit or a bow and arrow.
Mm. Oh,
and
shit.
I had this target practice set up and shit.
Shit right there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good with all kinds of shit.
Damn, crossbow. Okay, shit. All right, Hawkeye.
Yeah, call me Hawkeye. Actually, shit. That bow that Hawkeye has, that shit look light as fuck. All the bows I've seen, they heavy as a motherfucker.
Sure, anyone talking to you?
Yeah.
You said I said Oaxaca. What the fuck?
That's Wakanda. That's his neighbor and sister.
Theory is racist.
I'm yeah.
The scholar there.
I noticed when you hold it over your head like this, because I was mm-hmm. like in the car driving like this, and I had my head on, and I was like rapping the lyrics to the Nas, and mm-hmm. I was just going in this head. I'm sorry. I do not know where to find that bitch. I was like, wait, what?
What you just say?
Who's she talking to? Who's
Siri getting aggressive, man. Jesus Christ.
I was like,
no, Siri not fucking talking. She's came up again. I just, God damn it. She came on my MacBook.
Like, did she just call
the
me?
Fuck up, Siri.
That's like the A word over here. I can see her looking at me right now. Mm-hmm.
I gotta turn that shit off because I'll just be having a conversation. I'm not even trying to pull the fucking thing up. I gotta have another keyword or something. That's not that. That should be annoying me some fucking times, I swear.
So, look at that. I changed some settings here on Zoom, whatever and shit, which I never looked at settings on Zoom. Man, I could put a timer up here now and everything. Gives me all that recording time. I was like, oh, that's great.
Oh, like all the metadata and all that shit?
You know, the thing is, too, it also changed a lot of my settings when we did that update shit. So that's probably why the audio's been sounding like shit lately, people or whatever. And I'm just like, you know, it'd be nice if it tells you it resets defaults and shit like that. That'd be awesome to know that. So, thank you, Zoom. I appreciate that. Quick little story. Speaking of sports or whatever. So my dad, or my stepdad, that asshole, he played professional baseball, right? So he played. He played for the Angels back when they were in California, but obviously he had back injuries, so he never. I think he got injured in preseason. So he taught me how to play baseball. And I remember at 6 years old, I grew up in Compton, everybody, if you didn't know that. And he taught me how to pitch. And I was just like, pitching ain't my thing. I said, I like second base. So I don't want to learn how to pitch. That's what he did, pitching. So he taught me how to pitch, right? This motherfucker in the front yard. I think I was 10 years old at the time. No, maybe 11. Yeah, I was 11. Yeah, I'm 11 years old at the time. This motherfucker is throwing 86 miles per hour fastballs at my fucking face. Talking about catch the fucking ball. And I was like, how do I do it?
I was like, with what?
And I was like, fuck, because I was so scared. Because, look, I played in sixth grade. I mean, this was sixth grade at the time. It was like, ain't nobody throwing no fucking 86 miles in sixth grade or whatever and shit. I mean... So I'm catching it with, everybody knows you're supposed to catch it with the net of the glove. I'm catching it with the hand. My hand, I still have this bruise here. it was like so fucking red with this circle mount how many times I caught it here. So it's even more embarrassing because everybody in the fucking neighborhood, you go to school and shit, they just want to sit there and watch. Like, man, you fucking up. You ain't catching. I was like, bitch, you don't even know how to play. Everybody got a fucking opinion and shit. That was before cell phones and shit. So before cell phones go today, this was like Twitter in the hood, you know. They gather around the gate and be like, oh shit, man, that's how you playing. We ain't winning no championship, yo. This dude trash, yo. Like, hovering over the fence and shit like that when it's over. I mean, this motherfucker hit me in the chest with that shit. I was like fucking breathing. I was like, oh my God. I will say though, it actually worked though. He actually made me into a really decent pitcher. So it's okay. I think it's like one of those things where like you learn how to drive and they say right off the bat, we're going to stick you on the freeway. If you learn how to drive on the freeway, you should be able to learn how to drive anywhere then. I think it's kind of like that. Give you the hard shit first before like you get into the easy stuff or the opposite. Mm-hmm. Learning the basics pretty much, which getting a license is pretty fucking easy. I mean, they don't ask you to do shit. They just ask you to turn here and shit. So, I mean, speaking of license.
I'm just happy your baseball career lasted much longer than mine did. You ain't know how long mine lasted?
I would say about a season.
Not even that. Not even a full game, sir. Back in, third grade. I remember we were playing a game and some motherfucker hit the ball way up in the air. My little dumbass, my little mitten. I can catch it.
Happy Cody.
Oh, yeah. I try to grab that shit and I'm thinking of pinpointing the fucking ball, right?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, I got this shit. Oh,
all right, it's easy. Yeah.
I got this in the bag. Nope. Slam. Forehead. Done. After that, I was like, you know what?
This ain't for me.
I never play organized baseball ever again since that moment. Ever. That was it.
We used to do a 10-on-10 right now. Cody be like, yeah, I'll be the water boy. I got you.
Yeah, I'll be the water boy. I'll be the manager in the little booth.
I'll even put that costume on and be your mascot. Yeah. But I ain't catching no balls.
Hell no.
That shit is a pain. People may not know this, but... baseball is actually the best sport besides MMA, I guess. Baseball is the best sport I'm good at. It's not basketball, actually. I actually thought basketball was my forte, but baseball, I'm really fucking good at. I mean, I've never lost even today, I still haven't lost a step on it or whatever. Never striked out. Never. The only problem is in high school, when I was playing in high school and tried to go to college to play it, I wasn't one of those things you called, what was it called, Cody? Oh, yeah, a team player. Yeah. I think I'm more of a... Actually, no, I'm not. Actually, no. I'm more of one now than I compared to back then. Back then, oof. People, if you think JB is arrogant as fuck right now, oh my God. Whew. I would give speeches like I was the coach. None of y'all are on my level. None of you.
Sound like Al Pacino on Any Given Sunday.
You all suck. You were all terrible. How could you miss that? I was so bad. I would like go up to teammates if they like missed a catch or something like that. I put the bat in their face and was like, "How the fuck could you miss that shit?" Huh? Mm-hmm. Like I was one of those, whatever. Like I was really bad. I remember the coach had looked at the stands and like looked at my stepdad and was like, "You gonna do anything about this, whatever?" And he was just like, what is he doing wrong? Shit, he should have caught that. You know, I had someone enabling me to be that way, so I just thought it was right. Because he was always telling me, oh, that's how professionals play or whatever. And I was just like, well, all right. He shouldn't have missed that. How the fuck did he miss that? Fucking, they're like, we're not professionals, though. We're 15 years. I don't give a fuck, shit. So I tried to play in Dominguez. I probably could have made it pro in Dominguez, but people, if you lived in the SoCal area, you would have been able to know that the baseball coach was fucking the students and they kind of shut the whole program down.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this is a big thing in Dominguez, Cody.
Oh, fuck. I never heard about that.
Yeah, there was a lot of teachers fucking the students. Wow. There was a lot of teachers fucking the students, so... this is pretty known too, because it was in the newspaper and on the news and shit like that. And I was like, well, because I knew in basketball, I was like, if I play at Dominguez, I'm not gonna stick out. I'm good, but these dudes are like fucking really good, so I'm not gonna stick out. But baseball, I was like, I could stick out like easily. I got the team issue, but I was like, I could get past that, whatever, because I'm pretty good. Then, like half the season in, big scandal breakout. Coach was fired, and they kind of just devolved the program for the rest of the year and shit because we found out that dude was fucking the softball girls or whatever and shit like that. And I was just like, oh my god. Well, there goes my professional sports career. I guess I'm gonna be behind a desk for the rest of my life. So then I transferred to a school that had a baseball program, only to realize that that school was like number zero in all sports programs. No scouts ever went to this school.
They're like, that one. That
one. Long Beach, Jordan, people. Shit. I'm sure you've seen Jordan. It's that big ass on the 91 freeway. You see the big ass Panther on that building?
I probably have.
Yeah, with the American flag. So that's Long Beach, Jordan. I got transferred there to go play baseball. And only for me to realize when I saw like the first day of practice, I was just like, because obviously they didn't have baseball no more at Dominguez. And I just had to get the fuck out of there because people was getting shot and shit like that. So I was like, I got to get out of the school. So I went to go to Jordan to go play ball. And first of all, the coaches are terrible. All they made you do was run. And I'm talking about for basketball and baseball. It was like, run some laps. I was like, what the fuck is that going to do? I was like, we need to get the ball in our fucking hand. And then in baseball, I noticed, damn, there's never any fucking scouts up here. You got to understand, people, in Dominguez, people may not know this. I keep talking about it, but Dominguez, we had like four scouts there daily, every game and shit. Yeah. They were just there. Like, it was
Dominguez Hill. That was a gold mine, basically, for talent.
It was just like, and Cody's right, because like every athlete that you know in some form or another, every sport too, baseball, basketball, track, tennis, there's a lot of them that all come from that school and shit like that. So like we were like the Lakers, Cody. Banners was just
basically, yeah.
You know what? This is a perfect example. Dominguez was the Lakers, and going to Long Beach, Jordan was the Clippers. Cody, you should have seen the banners in this goddamn gymnasium. There was four behind the basketball rim. I just looked at that and just said, "Oh, they must be in the state of like the storage room or something like that." I went
I was like,
"Damn, there ain't no banners in the storage room." Dominguez has so many banners, Cody. There was hundreds of them in the storage room. They couldn't fit them all around the gymnasium and shit. It was just like, yeah, I'm definitely playing professionally here. This is happening here. You go to Jordan, and there's not a fucking single scout here. I was just like, what's the point of playing? It's like, what is the... You ain't going to make professional shit. I knew dudes that was good there that I still know today and don't even play professionally or whatever. And it's just like, yeah, look what school you went to. Like, nobody's going to fucking call you out of that. Dude, you had no fucking chance. So, but yeah, they were fucking the students at that school. I remember even hearing like 50-year-old security guards talking about they were fucking the students and shit. And I was just like,
Jesus Christ.
I was like, dude.
What the hell is going on at that school?
Hey, 15, bro.
Like, water or something? Jesus Christ.
The education level wasn't that great neither, people. We had like
zero fucks given.
Oh, yeah. We had like first grade reading books and shit, too, in English class. That shit was embarrassing. I thought I was in a remedial challenge class or something like that. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I got to make it in baseball here. It's that old Dave Chappelle joke. It's like, nigga, you better learn to sing, dance, or play ball or something. Nigga, you got to get out of these just trap here. This shit's a trap. Hey, by the way, everybody, welcome to The Last Drop. I am your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB here.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And the longest goddamn opening intro ever here.
Everybody's back in the day, back in the old spoilers day. We used to always do that. Like yeah, did we say we'll go like an hour before sailing? JB, did we we were both phenomenal one at the time. Hey, P1.
I don't think we did, did we? You know, let's just do it anyway, just to make sure.
Yeah.
I think because back then we had so many rants to go.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that was Man, you had to be there, folks. You really had to be there. We were in that movie space. And I was like, film Twitter at its height. It just had the bitchiest motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean,
they always say it's some dumb shit.
And it's always about like what they would have did. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, who gives a fuck? or like how?
I'll never forget. But that dude told you how to review some shit. You remember that? Oh. Basically, just give a synopsis.
What movie was that for, too?
I don't even know what that was. You said, elaborate opinion on whatever movie that was.
I can't even remember what it was.
The plot synopsis, the cast, all when it came out, the runtime. So basically the IMDb profile. That's all I want.
You remember I did that the following week with you?
Yes.
It was for that, I forgot what movie it was. It was like one of those,
Oh, shit.
Oh, I forgot. It was one of those family films and shit. And I was just like, because he didn't even want my opinion. So I was just like, Cody, do you want to know what I thought about this movie? I was like, well, that's not what we're here today for. So I'm going to, going to give you the cast. And that was the shortest review. No, actually, that wasn't the shortest review I ever did. The shortest review I ever did was fuck this movie. It just cut me off. I think Stewart once asked on Twitter if we could do a fucking watch along of the, what was it, that the Gallows? And I was just like,
No, that I can't do that again. I can't.
You know why? That wouldn't be funny. I would only do those if it's funny. And the only funny part is if you see the reaction on our faces, just looking at this.
And I think we got burned too. Remember we filmed one for a BVS? That shit that never went up.
Yeah.
Because that was too long or something like that.
Oh, yeah. YouTube said we ain't taking the video this long. I didn't understand why you did
that. A whole fucking 3 hours. Oh, this is the what was uncut, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
It was going to be, nah, shit was worse.
I think that shit was awful. All I could do was like post clip. I had to like cutting out clips of it and shit like that. And
yeah,
like,
you post a little clips about it. Yeah.
I was just like, man, we could have just watched clips of the fucking movie. And if that was the case.
Yeah.
Because I was like, we sat through that whole fucking
work.
I remember, I still got that photo of you holding that beer bottle in your hand, just looking.
I remember.
The fuck? I remember just looking. I was like, this shit didn't make anything better neither. It looks even worse. Actually, they always say
like, everybody dumber.
Like you have a different experience when you watch movies at home than you do at the theater. And it's never in the middle. It's either it's even worse or it's a little bit better. That was even worse. I was just like, wow. Because I was sick out of my mind when I first saw that movie. So rewatching it for the first time and then extended version after that too would like not sick out of my mind and just like full focus on it. I was just like, God damn, this is even stupider than what I remember now. Shit. Yeah.
But yeah, yes. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, Stuart, I don't think you'll ever get that guy. Maybe you'll get I was going to say maybe a Paranormal Activity one, but I was like, I don't know if I could. I don't want people watching me cry on fucking cry on fucking camera and shit.
Nah, you don't need that. You don't need that.
I'll be looking like that Michael Jordan meme and shit after with the cigar in the mouth. Just that was really. I don't know what horror movie because the thing was all those horror movies were shit. They wasn't like funny shit neither. They were just like dog shit. It wasn't like shit that like made you laugh at and go like, what the fuck just happened? It was shit like, just like, man, just hurry up the fucking end already. Please just end already. It's not like Transformers. I enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. That shit. That's on a level. That's sacred.
Yeah. Because I used to be
that Transformers shit.
I used to be a fool. I thought I hated those movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized these movies are genius.
We're looking at them in the wrong perspective.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't know what Michael Bay was actually going for.
Yeah. And now I know what he's going for.
Yeah.
And I appreciate him for it. I mean, I think he's a genius in his art and craft, to be honest. And I I'm not going to lie. When I take showers, I yell out, Autobots, roll. I have like flashbacks that just yelling shit out. I actually even thought about yesterday because I was like just blazing it around the house and shit. And I was just like, man, I should just like watch those whole movies this weekend. Just go over, watch it all because they're just so fucking great. Another reason why I thought that is because someone had liked and retweeted an old tweet I wrote out about Optimus Prime being the greatest hero of all time. I didn't even remember writing this shit, and I didn't realize it got that many likes and shit. And I just looked at it and was just like, oh my God, I was an Optimus fanboy at this time.
Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Well, I was like, look at this shit. I was like, Jesus. I think I wrote, I quoted him too. He even re-liked the quote I did. I said, Optimus Prime said in that last movie, "You ugly mess. Did you forget who I am?" Then he stabbed him in the back. I said, greatest hero ever. Yeah. Hashtag, this is my fandom.
Dude was straight a complete opposite of Optimus Prime. It was amazing. I loved it so much that Michael Bay completely did not get Optimus Prime at all. He did not understand Optimus Prime. That's what made it so amusing. He went the complete opposite direction. And that shit was hilarious.
Absolutely hilarious. It's funny because Yoon tries to tell me that they got better after Bay left, and I said, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to watch that shit. Like, I only want to watch it if he made it and it looks like this. Okay. I remember in that third movie, Cody, when fucking Megatron was looking like shit and he was all beat up and stuff. And he just said, we're destined to do this forever, Optimus. Mm-hmm. Or he said something to Optimus after he killed Sentinel Prime. Optimus, with that cold blood stare in his eyes, that fucker's helmet came on, the little mask he did. And he just said, we'll see about that. And then he just ripped apart Megatron's face in half. And I was just like, Jesus Christ, that dude just helped you defeat this dude. This dude is a fucking psychopath. But all the power of friendship with his good friend, Bumblebee, you know, it brought it all back. And then the history lesson you learned in there in that fourth movie with how Bumblebee fought off the Nazis and Optimus or his beings before him, they freed the slaves and shit like that. I was blown away.
it was amazing. And I just hate the fact it took so long for us to realize that we were hating on those fucking movies.
Yeah,
for grading. And it took until, what was it, that fourth one?
That fourth one. Yeah, with them dinosaurs.
For us to realize, like, holy shit. We were looking at this the entire wrong way. These movies are genius.
Remember, that was the longest one, too. And we was just like, we can't wait. We want to sit and get, like, it's so funny when you do a compare and contrast from that fourth film and how, that BVS and how long. They're both almost the same length.
Yeah.
And then, like, how much enjoyment I had in that Transformers film compared to the enjoyment I had in that BV. I mean, this shit was just crazy. And then when that the ending, Cody, you remember that ending when he just took off flying? That shit was a standing ovation. Like,
why didn't he just use that? Where the fuck? Okay. Because remember,
the third movie, he kept talking about.
Yeah, they're going like China or something, and they could have like flew there. But they took like a trip. I forgot what happened exactly. Remember? It was something like that.
No, they did. You're right. Yeah. But in the third movie, too, he even made it abundantly clear, I need that flight tech. Because remember, he scrapped that old robot in the second one.
No, that was the second movie.
Yeah. He took the shit from the second movie, but in the third movie, he still had it.
I thought he shut all that shit off.
Remember, no, the third one.
I could have sworn in the second one, he just dropped all that stuff.
Yeah.
He didn't mean shit. But for some he sacrificed himself. Optimus Prime could fly. And then once Optimus Prime got nothing to do what he was doing, he just took that shit like, I don't need this shit no more.
He did do that in the third movie. It opens up with him carrying a trailer now, and that trailer was the flight. I don't understand that shit. So then when he lost the trailer at the ending of the scene, he spends the whole scene circling around this building. All you hear him go is, I need that flight tech.
Okay. All right. Which one was it? Oh, okay. So no, that was was that the third or fourth one where it ended with him like flying into space or some shit like that?
That was the fourth one. The fourth one, okay.
Yeah,
and he had no flight tech at all. He just like took off, like they're all like thanking him. They're like, good job, Optimus, whatever. And he's just like, I'll see you later. And then he just takes off. And then he just like, and then even was it Stanley Tucci that was in it? He just looked at him.
He was.
They all looked at him and was like,
"Hey, Fight in Space." And they play that shitty ass Imagine Dragons song.
What? Oh, wait, that's the Linkin Park.
No, it was. I forgot how it went. Damn, I gotta look that shit up.
That shit was brilliant. Everybody was looking at him in that movie like how we were looking at him in the theater, like. Mm-hmm. That nigga can fly. And then remember, it took off with him in space and he had his shield and sword. And he was like, "My creators, I'm coming for you." And I was just like, his creators? Wait. I remember when it just ended, you just had more questions than answers. He was just like, every one of these movies ended with more questions. And it was just like, I gotta see the. Michael Bay knows how to leave you on a good cliffhanger, Cody. That's what he does, baby.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he great. That was a great one for the fifth one, but they never followed that up. Unfortunately.
Studio. That fucking man, those motherfuckers. They fucked us.
They had it. Could have had a really great six Transformers movie, but no, we never got that.
Could have had that TCU.
Never got that.
That Transformers Cinematic Universe, Cody said. Mm-hmm. Held by Michael Bay. Somebody give him
a hand.
Somebody give him a Power Rangers universe, please.
Oh, that makes too much sense.
Yeah, it's just great.
Yeah, duh. That's just obvious.
The only reason I thought about that is because, like, how come there's not a... this property just has so much fucking chance. Like, I was like a good movie, a TV show. I mean, there's just so much possibilities with this right here. They just let it squander. Yeah,
especially now. With all this multiverse shit and the Marvel stuff now too, so you can use some of that too. Have all these different versions and all that,
yeah, like
variants, whatever.
Video games, TV shows. I'm just like, this property just like dead. I mean, I don't want to say dead because I know the show is still fucking going on like what Nickelodeon or some shit like that, or whatever. But it's like you got something here for it.
It's limitless.
Get Michael Bay on that shit if he's not gonna do those robots. I mean, I need to get the conclusion of that fucking fifth one. Shit, that's like gonna be my new Shenmue now.
Yeah, we figured out Earth was a giant transformer. Like, you just gonna leave it on that? Like, what the fuck? Like, bro,
I want to see Megatron in his hoodie again. Shit, okay.
Yeah, he somehow came back. I don't know how that happened. You know, he died like what, 3-4 times or something like that.
Hey man,
I lost count.
It doesn't matter, Cody. Does not matter.
Yeah, bro. It's all great.
Yeah.
It all makes sense.
Yeah. I think
even though it makes sense, it makes sense.
I think you and your girls should have a movie night and watch that whole fucking franchise.
Yeah, I think so. That's a great idea.
You'll know if you love her after that, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She looks at you weird and you'd be like, we don't have nothing in common. We don't have shit in common if you can't appreciate this. That's the only franchise I tell you people to watch too. Whatever, they're like, "Oh, what movie? Transformers: Dark of the Moon." You know that. You know, before we used to say which one was the worst one. Now we go like, which one's the best one? And we never had an answer because they all just kind of flowed into one another.
Yeah,
like,
it's so like yeah, I'm about to say this. It feels like all it's kind of like the MCU. It all just feel like one big story.
And yet it doesn't. No.
Yes. Because they keep repeating shit and changes the origin.
They're all like their own solo films.
Yeah.
That's like, what's so good about
it. It's like every sequel's a reboot, but it's not.
That's what's so good about them, Cody. You ain't got to watch the beginning. You can just jump right in there.
Yeah, that's true.
You ain't going to miss shit.
Remember Chicago, as they said.
Chicago 2 years later look like a futuristic city and shit.
Yeah.
Just like, wait a minute, hold on.
Like, yeah, y'all rebuilt this. Y'all rebuilt Chicago in 2 years. How the fuck y'all do that? Because they level Chicago in that fucking movie. That was like some Godzilla versus Kong shit. That's how bad it was.
That was even worse.
Yeah.
They fucking leveled this city, Cody. This is worse than the Avengers. Congress got me. They leveled this city. Like, buildings was being blown up left and right. And the great Tyrese, his acting abilities. I mean, he spent that whole movie talking about them assholes killed my friends too. So we need to get revenge. As soon as they get to Chicago, I didn't sign up for this. What? Sweat, precious blood, sweat, and mescal for this episode here, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, speaking of mescal, Cody's weak over here, and he's what do you say?
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. It is Mescal Month, is it not?
Yeah. I hope people enjoyed that little tangent we just did, whatever, because, man, that just... I love that shit over there. That's just beautiful, that Transformer series. Watch it with your spouses tonight, people. Put it on and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, do that. Enjoy it. Yes. Enjoy life.
Get some Mescal, get some popcorn, and...
Good shit. I mean, this game ain't limits, because you get like the good shit. Pop open a nice bottle. Hop on Netflix, whatever streaming service Transformers on.
Yeah, Amazon Prime, I think. There you go. Have a good night. Amazon Prime. Oh, light them candles too. Keep make it romantic. You know?
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Get some sushi. Go to get that box sushi. Get that box sushi. Light the candles. Get some good stuff. Oh my God. Yeah, this sounds like a good night now, you know? Me and my hand gonna do that later now. Hey, what you look? You didn't know you're close. You better calm down right now. Get down. Cody can't see you right now. I don't want Cody to steal you away from me. What are you over there drinking on, sir?
Yeah. So today I'm excited for this one. This is from Real Monero. This is their Barril.
That shit, you know what's funny about it? It looked like that water in the background you're drinking on.
It kind of does, huh? It's a clear bottle, so this shit is going to blend into the background because Zoom is having trouble trying to fucking focus on this shit. But it is on my gram. I got this.
I actually was going to get that bottle.
Hold on, let me look. I keep track of this shit. Hold on. I'm having this.
Yeah, I actually was gonna get that bottle. I think either the same day you had got it.
Yeah, okay, I got this on June 26th. Back in June. So I've been having this bottle since then. I got it at a beverage warehouse out in was in Marina Del Rey for $139, I believe.
The part of Marina Del Rey nobody wants to go to.
Right.
Ain't buy shit. Ain't no marina nearby. I mean,
it's just like warehouses and shit.
Yeah, warehouses.
It doesn't like shit over there. You're right.
Condos and a freeway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best freeway ever, though, is that Marina Del Rey freeway. That motherfucker is never crowded.
Nope, never.
That's probably
from one spot to the other.
Yeah, that's the only problem. Shit, I take that freeway to get to Santa Monica, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't ride 10. I get on that and I just get off at the end of it and I just ride Lincoln all the way up. So I go like, yeah, this is much easier. So yeah, I don't fuck with the. I love that Marina Del Rey freeway. It is the smoothest and best freeway ever. Sometimes I go back on which
it really one. Is. It really is.
405 or the 91. I can't never tell which one is fucking worse.
Yeah, because I take the 91 every weekend and that shit is always a fucking mess.
You know what's bad about the 91 is right when you merge from the 405 to 91, you go like, man, that 405 was a shithole. And then right when you get to 91, by the point where you get to the stadium and then further out, it's just a shit show all the way through. You just like, at least the 405 got like these little pockets sometime of emptiness. 91, I can't think of a fucking pocket of emptiness. And unless until you get to like a little bit deep Orange County, it kind of dies down a little bit, but then it kind of backs back. And it's just like, I fucking hate this freeway. Like, just burn this motherfucker down in the ground, please. I think that's the one negative, one of the negative things that I have about California is our freeways are fucking horrible. Remember they're supposed to expand the 405 and they just gave up on that shit?
Yeah, they were working on the 405. Yeah, I remember that. Remember they shut that shit down? It was called a Carmageddon.
Yeah.
So, we're going to add an extra light. It's going to help out. Smooth out. No, they didn't do a goddamn thing.
You know where the company is at, too? It's in the Sony building. It's in the basement, like the Clippers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I they in the basement, Cody, and I used to talk to them on the fucking daily talking about, like, hey, when y'all going to finish this shit? And then, like you said, it was a Carmageddon. And then I think a year later after that Carmageddon shit, they just dropped it. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Basically.
It's kind of like our new subways that they were building in Century City. They just dropped that shit, too. Mm-hmm. They ain't not doing that no more, either. I was just like...
They still working on these streets, though. Fixing these quote-unquote potholes that seem to just materialize every fucking time.
And they get worse.
I don't know what the hell they're fixing.
I got a question to ask. If you start a project and just give up on that shit, do we get that money back?
Yeah.
Like, so was that just wasted money, or what happens here? Because they started that 405 freeway mm-hmm. for a year at least. And then that fucking subway shit, when I had to go to Century City, dude, that subway shit was blocking off so many goddamn streets. I was like, yeah, they even had the drills and shit. They were going underground. And they probably realized, yeah, this shit ain't feasible in California to go underground mm-hmm. shit like that. But it's like, you think you would have known that before you started this shit and spent taxpayers' money. Mainly from our asses, shit. Anyway, though, I digress. But yeah, I was gonna get that that bottle you had you're fucking with over there, sir.
Yeah. I don't know why it stood out to me, but this is the one that caught my eye. It's not the most interesting, if you will. Mm-hmm. 200 bottles of this, by the way. Only 200 bottles. This is bottle number 25 I got right here. Batch number RMB16. I don't know what the fuck that means, but I thought I'd just put that information out anyway.
Usually the barrel that it came from.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
This is harvested from their 2019 harvest. It says back here, Master Palinquero. I hope I said that right.
The reason why I was going to get it is because I know Real Monero, that's one of the finest mezcal producers. Like, they're like mezcal for them. They're like the head honchos of mezcal over there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That was why I wanted
to know. And I love this label, too. It's like a...
It's a family-owned...
Like Iris kind of thing? To, yeah, oh,
it's a family-owned thing? It's a family-owned company, too, and it's been the long... I think it's the longest in all of mezcal, too, because they've been, like, passing down from, like, 7 generations, I believe.
4 generations. I'm reading it right here. Yeah.
Oh, 4 generations. Okay.
The family, Angeles Carreño, has dedicated their lives to the production of mezcal, today packed under the brand Real Monero, elaborated under the traditional process using different varieties of wild and cultivated agaves. I don't know what the hell that says. Hopefully, Meathead Productions.
So what I remember about this bottle, too, is that there were certain agaves that were, like, going extinct, and they used it for that batch of those barrels right there.
Yeah, I can see why. I can see why, too, why you're paying a premium for this, because the average age of the mage plants they use, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
15 years old.
So it had a lot of uniqueness and rareness to it. I can't remember why I didn't pull the trigger on that one.
And the cool thing about this, too, is that on the back of the bottle, most mezcals that I've experienced lately, or shit, period, they don't have, like, all the information here. They got full transparency. Yeah. They got the origin. They have the type of oven, the type of crush, the type of fermentation vat, the water used in the fermentation.
And the ABV.
Fermentation.
The ABV is different on each bottle, too.
Yeah, the type of distill, the number of distillation, it was distilled twice. The date of the distillation, May 2019, and the liters produced. So, yeah, they have full transparency in the back of these bottles.
What's your ABV? That.
This is 53%.
I saw one, because I looked at all the bottles when I saw it. It was like 56% and shit. I was like, how hard does this fucking thing go? So, yeah, check
where you go for purchases. It's actually higher than most mezcals. Most mezcals kind of range around like 45. That kind of pop out there usually.
I think 47 was the highest I've ever seen, but I never seen one over 51.
Yeah, it's got this bad boy got some heat on it for sure.
Yeah.
So
check that ABV, people, when you buy it. because each bottle has a different one, so depends on your liking per se, if you will.
So the nose falls in line with most mezcals I've had. That kind of like buttery, almost meaty kind of allspice thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Except with this one, I'm getting more of like a black pepper, maybe? Peppercornish kind of thing going on.
Chili pepper?
Yeah. Not really chili, per se.
Okay.
But yeah, peppercorn. Yeah, more I think about peppercorn, the more that's coming out.
With like
peppercorn, black pepper.
Black pepper Lay's, my favorite.
It's not like too meaty. Mm-hmm. Like the fucking pechuga, like that's like meat prime right there. That shit is crazy. It's not like that, but yeah, I like this. It smells great.
Black pepper Lay's, those are my favorite.
Yeah, on the palate. Mm. Ooh, right up front, you get a burst of spice.
Is it fruity too?
That black pepper, definitely fruity.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pinpoint the fruit. Hold on.
It's got to be like a like a
kind of banana-y.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it like
yeah?
Is it got any like banana or like
yeah?
God, what's kind of
that? Banana?
Like a plum?
Not really plum. No, not really okay. Plum. I'm trying to pinpoint the exact fruit. That's delicious though. But I love
probably got chocolate in it too.
No, I'm not really getting chocolate, honestly. And I'm a chocolate. I'm getting a lot of banana,
vanilla. Chocolate was in there as well too, whatever, but not on the
table. I'm not getting much chocolate. No.
Oh, that went down the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of banana. That peppercorn's coming through, that black pepper.
Which I noticed on a lot of mezcals too, by the way. Chocolate is like the main ingredient all of
them. The thing with this one though is that unlike most mezcals, they're a bit more like, they're not like in your face, at least on the at the top of the tongue. You get kind of more what they're all about in the middle of the palate and going back down. Mm-hmm. This one, this shit is burst immediately. As soon as it touches your tongue, the taste buds pop.
It's like a water balloon.
It's lively. Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to describe it. It's like a fucking water balloon.
What's those cocktails when they make like the bubbles on top of it and it just explodes? Mm. I don't know what they're called, but it's kind of like that then. I know some that explode.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what they call them.
Called.
But I know they use this gun and they like squirt a little bubble around it. Sometimes it could be smoke.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be foam. Sometimes it's got like fruit flavors in there, whatever and stuff. Because I had one the other day and smoke just exploded out of it. And I was just like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that was going to be smoke. I was like, I thought it was fruit or something. So I guess it's like that then when it hits your palate, right?
Yeah. And the more I sip on it too, I'm getting a bit more of that tropicality is coming through with the fruits. I can't pinpoint a specific fruit, but it's definitely like a kind of the strawberries, kiwis, kind of in that realm.
Not really like tropical fruits, then, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Is coconut a fruit?
I think it. Yeah, it's fruit.
Okay, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is a coconut? Yeah.
That's a fruit.
Is that one of those in there, or is it like standard?
Yeah, I'm not getting much coconut in here.
It's more like
strawberry, kiwi kind of. Okay. Yeah, the berry. Yeah. More, but it's definitely that black peppercorn. That's what's coming through, that black pepper, that kind of allspice thing.
You need some Lay's black pepper chips now. Sure.
I'm not getting too much of like that meat. Because I know there were reports people get like kind of like a salted pork thing going on. I don't really pick that up per se.
What's it taste like?
There's like the salted pork they're talking. I don't know. I really don't know. Like a meat is like a barbecue or like a pulled pork with like a higher salt content. That's the only thing I can think of. But I'm not really getting any of that.
I don't see how you could.
Yeah, but like the pachuca, I could kind of see that. Not really, maybe not that pork per se, but definitely like a charred meat.
Yeah, like I can see the toasty oakiness.
But with this, I'm not really picking it up on the palate.
I can see like a toasted oakiness or whatever, but I don't know where how I could taste the meat in something.
Yeah, and it's like a soft like vanilla too. It's just kind of like rounding everything out, balancing everything out. Man, I gotta tell you.
What's your favorite note then so far on there?
Everything. probably the peppercorn note, because I don't even get that. I haven't gotten that in most of the mezcals I've tried lately, at least. Yeah. So yeah, that's probably the one that's standing out to me.
Get some of them Lay's chips and start swirling them around your
neck. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying to think. What would pair?
Oh, well with this? You know what I'm thinking of? The barcode burger.
Oh no, because that'll be peppercorn on peppercorn though. You want something to contrast that though?
You want to just pour it on there though?
Yeah.
You want to pour it on there? That's what I'm thinking of. You just pour that bad boy.
Maybe marinate the meat in the skull. Yeah, that's an idea. That's a fucking idea. Fucking idea right there, bro.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
Because
if they ain't got that.
Now we're talking.
Because if they ain't got that meat no more, Cody, you can just get some regular meat and marinate that shit in there. And then hold on now. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Barcode Burger 2.0 coming to you.
Give me ideas.
You can marinate the meat.
Lab.
I wonder how much you would need to pour on there to get the full taste of that.
Yeah, it's an expensive ass bottle. I ain't going to. that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That bottle is like, what, 144, 150 or something, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a That's a. I would take a glass and pour it on there, and if it doesn't taste any different,
I would do like one patty.
Yeah, there you go, one patty. One patty.
That's it.
Marinate that shit in there. Then even when it's like done cooking, just give it a little drop on there.
You know what? I would try that, bro. I'm gonna have like a little mescal cook off or something like that. Experiment with shit. That sounds like a good idea.
I'd say marinate that. Then when it's done cooking, do a little drop on there.
Idea.
Two drops on there. Bam.
Yeah.
Man, that might taste good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Get some of that sprouts meat. Ooh.
That fresh, that good shit. Yeah, bro. Fresh.
Wrap that around some bacon on that. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. We need to stop. I'm getting hungry now.
I mean today myself.
Same here. I ain't. Hold up now. Wait a minute. Hold on. You make me hungry now. Wait a minute. That sounds delicious. Okay.
Yeah, man.
I bet that tastes. Ooh, prime rib sound good with that too.
Oh man, this is hitting every note for me because I'm still new to mescal. Relatively,
I think we
new.
Both are.
I'm still discovering, you know. But out of the ones I've tried,
is that the best
all
one?
Brings something different to the table. They all do, and I think as far as like the well-roundedness. Most balanced one, this tops it for me. This gives me all of that.
Did you pay 144 for that? Where'd you get this at?
You said 144. It was $139.99, so yeah, 144, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, you said Beverage Warehouse earlier. That's right.
Yeah, Beverage Warehouse.
Beverage Warehouse.
Yeah, so far, we're going to see the one next week. That's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to try next week. Then we're going to really see. But I think, man, I say this every time I try mescal. This is the best one I've had this far.
Yeah.
I think this is the most well-rounded. This gives you the most flavors, the most variety of flavors, and they bring it to you in a nuanced way. I'm not saying that about the other mescals, because they're all nuanced, but this one, just the way it's just, you can just tell the quality. You can feel the care. You can taste it. You can smell it. So, yeah.
That's a new thing about getting into...
It's the last drop.
Thing about getting into new spirits is you always... Because I feel like I felt that way too in the new spirits I've done, especially in the tequila round two or whatever. It's just like, God damn, dude, this tastes better than the last one or whatever. I was going to say, what made this bottle stick out to you while you had to purchase this one?
I don't know, because I was looking for a bottle that wasn't crazy. Well, I don't know. I guess it depends what your definition of crazy is.
Like a store like Beverage Warehouse, I mean, Beverage Warehouse, K&L, whatever it may be, whatever shit. I mean, they just got so much mezcal sitting on the shelves. Mm-hmm. It's like... Or Tequila Ranch in Paramount, as I like to, as it's called, or whatever over there. You just go in there and you just like, I got a show to do.
Yeah, bro. You said that story's at Paramount? Yeah, I got to hit that shit up, man. Because mescal, that is my fucking jam. Every time I try a new one.
I love that store.
I'm stunned.
I love the owner there. The owner is like one of the dopest motherfuckers I've ever met in any of these stores. The dude, what I love about him is he knows his shit. He's sitting up there, he was telling me everything about tequila and mescal. He knows
the if you know your shit, you don't get my business.
He's telling me about like how these independent ladies came together and they made this one mescal here and stuff. He was just telling me these stories, and I mean,
that's dope.
He's opening up bottles for me. I'm just like, this dude is dope. I can't get shown enough much love to this store here, and for it to be in Paramount, what I love about that, you know. Mexican owned as well. It's fucking amazing. Minority businesses right there supporting them in the local projects, you know. And it's just not one of those bullshit as generic stores. It's on the size.
No, it didn't look like. No, it didn't.
Dude,
no,
I didn't. Nah. Nope. So,
I didn't come across at all.
Recommend that store highly. But yeah, so when you walk into those stores, if you're getting a new spirit, I'm looking at this store and I'm like, I got a show to do. Dude, I'm trying to get into mescal here. I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. You got a whole shelf here. The reason why I went through the one I did last week is the color. That blew me away, so I took that one. But if I didn't have the mescal I had now and I went back in there, I'd be looking going like, God, you know, I just don't want to grab anything here. Like, do I go by price, the bottle label?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would say, and I'll ask you the same question for me, I think it's more of the bottle design and the texture of the color per se, whatever would win over. What would be yours?
This one for me, because the label it's not crazy. It's kind of minimal.
Yeah,
right here, it's kind of minimal. You know, it's like a little green, but it's mostly black and white. Mm-hmm. It was the transparency on the back.
Okay,
honestly, when they tell you like every fucking thing that went into this, I was like, okay, shit, all right, about that. And then of course you research. I was at the store, I was reading on my phone, researching shit.
You're like an alcoholic library and shit.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You're reading the bottle,
that's what it is.
The bottle. You're reading bottles and shit like it's books and shit. Like, oh my god, that sounds
intriguing. Yeah, because you know, Beverage Warehouse, they have that little back section where they have all the good shit. That little corner, secluded corner where they have all the good shit. I was in that motherfucker for like 30 minutes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
When I go to new liquor stores like that and the prices are usually good, something like that, man, I'm usually in those motherfuckers for an hour.
Bro, because I was researching, because I had to buy, because I was debating, I was like, should I get a mezcal, should I get a tequila? Because I saw in that same area, they had that, I hear good things about that Tapatio tequila.
Oh, yeah.
I hear very good things about. That shit's delicious. That shit.
Yeah, you got
to
get that.
Like, But I had to get more mezcal because I know we're going to do the show in September. So I was like, all right, you know what? Let me hold off on the tequila. I already had a couple bottles anyway.
That's a
I'm going to get that shit at some point.
That's just fire.
I heard great things about it.
It's really good, dude. It's just like, oof. I've had it in cocktails and straight single body stuff. It's fucking delicious.
Yeah.
It's just got so much characteristics and flavor to it. It's just like, oh man, this. I wish tequila month was next month.
That's all right, right? And you don't see it pop up more now? Because I think it was Thursday or Friday when I went to Beverage Warehouse. And they had they got Tears in Your Honor now. I'm seeing it pop up more now.
Oh yeah, I see that everywhere. Yeah, shit. Fucking, you can go to Ralph's and get that now.
Oh, you're telling me that?
That's
fucking crazy.
Was it Ralph's or Pavilions? I told you that had it for $170 or something like that. I forget the price or whatever. It was a ridiculous price. A buddy sent me a photo and he was like, "Should I get it?" And I was just like, "You fucking right, you should get it." Yeah. That shit's what? That's almost $100 off, dude. Yeah, get that shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I didn't even think about that. $170
Yeah, because everywhere you go, because they had it the same price at K&L, same price.
Yeah, everywhere I've seen it, it's the same price. Yeah. You know, if you are a new spirit lover or looking into something new, but it's not in your neighborhood, per se, a store, I think the best website ever is K&L. And they give you like a little bit K&L. Of details on it. Awesome. You just type in... Just type in mezcal, it'll give you a list, click on it, and it'll give you a description of
what the flavor. It is so fucking cool because you can get shit shipped from any one of the warehouses to the closest warehouses.
Yeah.
You know, to the closest warehouse in your locale. That's what's great about it.
So even if you're not going to shop at K&L because let's just say they don't deliver to your area or you're too far or whatever, I would recommend just going to the website anyway and type in tequila or whiskey or mezcal, and it'll give you a list.
They always have great bottles, and they're always retail. Always.
And their store picks are always delicious, too.
Mm-hmm.
Their store picks are pretty fucking good. So you can get a lot of information about New Spirit you're getting into just on that website alone. I mean, it's pretty good. I went there, and I just typed in mezcal. I'm scrolling, and whatever bottle just sticks out to me, I just click on it, and then I look at the details and go, oh, man.
And they have a good amount of store pick mezcal too.
So yes, they do.
If that's what you're into, please, explore K&L wine.
Yeah. And I would even recommend going in the store too sometimes because
I went to the store for the first time. Friday, it was last week. Last week.
Same here. I went to the store last week because I picked up a store pick they had for tequila. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I picked up a bunch of bottles.
I was picking up the bottle I'm going to do next week. That's what I was picking up.
The crazy thing is too is I've had these bottles like 3 weeks ago. I just now picked them up last week. I tend to forget about the shit. So, but only reason I remember to go pick shit up from there is because my homegirl lives nearby and she had texted me and I was just like, oh shit, I do need to come down that area. I got some bottles I need to pick up or whatever and stuff. So. And they're all dope in there. I went in there. They had some Blantons there. I didn't really give a fuck about no Blantons.
If you're into 1792 foolproof people, that shit is everywhere now. That's not like K&L. I went with the Beverage Warehouse.
That shit's been everywhere for 2 years now.
I guess the hype has been worn off, but you can find that shit wherever you want. I don't really fuck with it, but if you're into
the hype wore off about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can find that shit everywhere for everywhere. I mean, that's why it's just sitting on shelves because...
Yep.
Everybody got shit. I got like 7 bottles of the fucking motherfucker. So I mean,
Because I got a store pick. I forgot where the store pick was from. Oh, Bevmo. Bevmo store pick. I didn't really like it.
Yeah, the Bevmo one is not good at all. Yeah, I already gave that one away. Bevmo don't have good store picks.
Apparently not.
No, they don't do good at store pick. There's another store I know. I will not give them a name on this show, but their store picks suck. All of them. And then they do some bullshit sales practices.
Some stores just don't know how this their flavor profile. Because, you know, it's just one dude. They're usually the store owner who tastes the barrels.
It's actually not just one dude. It's actually sometimes a
group. Oh, like a team. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a group, whatever. Because even with my pick, it was a group of us or whatever. So
I keep forgetting you did it. Man, that's what I want to fucking do. I want a store pick.
Yeah.
I want to make a store pick. That sounds so much fun.
I've done three now.
I know.
Yeah, I've done three.
Fucking envious of you. Goddamn it.
I was going to do one on Friday, but I just didn't have time to go do
with this guy. Damn, I want to do a fucking store pick, bro.
So, yeah, I've done three. I've done one for a restaurant. I've done one for Cypress. Actually, I've done
I remember the Cypress one.
I still got that one. That one's sitting in my office, too, sitting up there beautifully, just sitting there. I got, like, seven of them foolproof store from, like, every fucking store and shit. $17.92, I mean, I'm just not crazy about them. I got a buddy who loves that fucking bottle. They're good.
I hear high praise, but from what I've tried, it's just not my thing.
We got to go store picks, man. Just knock me down with a nice Eagle Rare. I love
Eagle Rare. Yeah, because that one from Bevmo, not Bevmo, sorry, Beverage Warehouse. That was pretty good.
Liquor Mart Whittier.
Also, that game went
away. Wait a minute, hold on. I'm trying to remember.
Oh yeah, that Blandon store pick from fucking Beverage Warehouse too was pretty good that I got. That's pretty damn good.
I'm trying to remember
the Beverage Warehouse, they know what the fuck they're doing. They know what they're doing.
Fuck Beverage Warehouse.
as far as their store picks, I'm not talking price. It's flavor profile.
Yeah, fuck their store picks too.
I noticed they do
price increases on those motherfuckers too. So fuck their store picks too as well.
No,
shit.
They do. And they do that bullshit.
They can suck a dick on that. Fuck that store.
They that, yeah.
Yeah, fuck that store. That store can suck a dick easily and shit like that. Whatever. You trust me, you can get way better Eagle Rare store picks. I've had way better ones than fucking Beverage Warehouse.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, man. Especially in fucking LA. Hey, way better shit. Even fucking Grape Press has way better fucking. I did one last month actually.
Oh yeah, Grape Press. Yeah, I got old Scout bottles from them. That shit is fire.
Yeah, but the problem with the old Scout bottles, whatever, they all pretty much taste the same because they're all the same profiles, whatever, and shit. So they use the same.
Yeah, it's all MGP.
But yeah, it's just all the same characteristics. So I know people be like collecting them from different store picks, and you got to tell them, be like, it's the same shit, bro. Mm-hmm. You don't have to collect them all.
I stopped doing that. Yeah. Because I have enough old Scout. I'm good. I don't need more.
MGP, you can't. With MGP, you can't really do anything different with the different barrel picks or whatever. So
But it's delicious, though. That's why when I see it, I'll buy that shit.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're just going to buy from every store, you might as well just buy one at one store. Just buy multiple bottles at that one store and shit. Because
it's
all the same profile, really, or whatever. Man, you giving that a last drop right there. That mezcal right there, baby. What's the name of that bottle again, Cody? What's the name of that bottle?
This is Mezcal Real Minero. And before we head out, today is my 3-month anniversary with my lovely lady over here. She can hear me, Miss Kathy Sierra.
Yeah,
Kathy.
She texted me that the other day. And She texted me and she said, what is Cody like? And I was
I'm hoping I can get her opinion on the Real Minero Barrio real quick before we head on out. Baby.
Yeah, like she on camera right now.
The honors.
Ain't on camera.
No, I know what you're going to say. I don't know what you're going to say.
Yes, Gordon. No, it's not.
I don't know. Spell it. Enjoy it.
You shouldn't say that on air, Cody. Smell it. Smell what are you forcing this girl to do, Cody?
Smell. What are you smelling? She says she smells my skull.
Yeah, okay. Her and my sister need to do a review together. Yeah.
With whatever you taste, and I'm just like, it tastes like alcohol.
It tastes like alcohol.
Oh my God.
Looks so disappointing.
Oh my God.
Let's try it. All right, she's about to try right now.
Smell right, like alcohol. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, 49ers blew out them Lions today, people. That's what I'm talking about. That's what we do.
Other mezcal bottles.
Is this the best one you tried that I brought?
So far, yeah.
Yes, so she agrees it's the best one I brought so far.
Yeah, she had texted me.
Like alcohol better.
She said it tastes like alcohol, but better.
It's like an advanced review of my sister.
What was your rating, babe?
Out of what?
Our rating is 1, 2, 3, and you do 0.5 whatever. and 1, 2, 3, and then last drop.
Am I comparing it to rating? Comparing to
what? No, no comparing.
No, just what you're trying right now. No comparing. What you taste right now? What would you
really
give it?
Good.
What would you give it?
You'll fuck your rating up by comparing. Trust me.
3.5.
She gives 3.5, so she enjoys it. Not quite a last shot for her, but it's 3.5. Close enough.
It's only 5 points off, so I mean.
Mm-hmm. Man, so yeah, we're around the same range. Yeah.
Like me, the godmother.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes. So she's the godmother in Mescal. There you go.
I never heard the term godmother. Like,
yeah, I never heard that either. But today,
you know,
you're inking that in, the man, godmother Mescal,
godmother Sierra. Godmother doesn't sound gangster, you know? That sound like, like, doesn't it just sound like, oh, you just like watching some baby?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta come
up with it. We'll make it work. Yeah,
we gotta come up with a new
Godmother Miss God.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that's the last job for me. 3.5 from my lady love right here.
Yeah, she texted me the other day. She said, our anniversary's coming up. What should I do for him? I said, he like BJ's under the table. I mean, that up. You just keep that up. Then we got a thing going right here. So, you know, so I was, and she was like, oh, what else, JB? And I was just like, well, you know, you can never go wrong with some cake if you catch my drift or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Cody? Oh, you ain't here. Oh, okay. Put my elbow in. I don't know. Anyway. Yes, I gave out some great gift ideas. Don't worry, Cody. I got you, bro. You know, I told her to get him some Fireball. He'll be ready for the night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, maybe some Fireball. Shit, make sure he down it. He gonna be.
Not just say that.
Yeah, I said get him some Fireball. He gonna be in your guts tonight, girl. You don't know what I'm saying? Somebody saying, JB, you just turned a romantic thing into something gross. That's not gross. You want to be in somebody's guts. Trust me. It's a beautiful thing, you know? It's holy matrimony. God, who wouldn't want to be in somebody's guts right now? I'm praying for somebody to tell me be in their guts right now, you know? I'm praying. Praying. Hey, let me show you right now. This is how you do it. Please let me be in your guts tonight. Shit, I'm trying to pull something out when I come out. I want to see an intestine come out. That
Jesus Christ.
Like, oh. Be like, oh, what's that? I remember in college when we had health class, they were showing like a woman giving birth to a baby. I've never seen this before.
No.
Everybody was going, ugh. I was in the back seat. I had to go up to the front seat to get a close. I was like, what's all that red shit coming? I was like, oh, shit. What is that? Yo?
Literally in the camera.
It was funny because everybody else was like, oh, my God, this is disgusting. I was the only one like, damn. So that's what that looked like, huh? Shit, she got a lot of blood coming out. I was like, I don't know if I can trust anything that bleeds that much and don't die. I mean, shit, huh? All right, cool. Women are amazing creatures to bleed that much and don't die. That's incredible. Shit. I get a paper cut and I'm like, oh, I'm dying.
That's just crazy.
I was dying here, Cody. So when I told her the gifts to get you or whatever, and I said, hold on. My services ain't free now, girl. Hold on. you need to put the word out to your sister and have her stop on.
Oh, Lord.
Whatever.
Oh, Lord.
He's like, oh, JB, my sister's with someone. I said, well, he can come too. He can watch. Shit. I'll show him how it gets done. You're supposed to do it right. I'll teach him something.
Send your name of that right there, sir. So you remember the name of that.
I always remember the name, Cody.
there you go. So you have that documented.
Yeah, I always remember the name, Cody. What are you talking about? My memory's not fucked up.
Yeah, once again, folks, this is Real Minero Mescal, or as they put in the bottle here, Mescal Real Minero. This is that Baril edition. Absolutely delicious. My favorite port mescal this year, this far that I've bought. We'll see if that carries on throughout the rest of the year. I don't know. Because I love me some mescal. It's probably my favorite spirit right now. Mescal, tequila, they kind of switch. It is crazy. I keep saying it's crazy because I used to fucking hate tequila. Couldn't stand it.
Oh, but my God.
Man, I don't know. This year. I've been enlightened. I've been enlightened, my friend.
I always tell people, never shit on any spirit because there's always a higher grade of a spirit that you'll end up loving.
Unless it's vodka. You fuck vodka. Yeah, everything else.
I haven't heard anything about vodka, so yeah, fuck vodka. That's the only spirit I've never heard of a higher end product that like sticks out. So, and we put the call out last week. Nobody responded to me. So I don't, I keep hearing good show or whatever it may be, but I never hear fucking the call out or anything about like what's vodka. But then again, I don't really know any too many vodka enthusiasts. The only people I know that drink vodka.
Never heard of that. I never heard of a vodka enthusiast.
The only person, people that I know that drink vodka is people that like aren't like well renowned in spirits and stuff. Like they don't really know the names. They just say when I go to the bar, I order this vodka with a drink in it or something like that. And usually and they're not even drinking it straight. They're drinking it mixed with something. So that's the only time I hear people that like vodka. So if they're like, once again, putting the call out again, if you are a vodka enthusiast, reach out to us. Please let us know. What are some vodkas out there? I'll buy the bottle. Yeah. I'm telling you right now.
I'll buy a bottle too.
If it's like high-end vodka, let us know. I want to try it out and I want to see. And if it doesn't taste like, you know, the normal shit, then let us know, please. One other thing too before we get out of here is shout out to all the countries out there showing us love. We made the top 50 of Argentina. We made Pakistan. Right. I don't know how to feel about that one.
Pakistan.
I don't know how that worked out.
They're giving the show love.
So, hey man,
Pakistan.
Yeah, they don't even drink out there. So I was like, I don't know how to feel about that one. But we made their food charts over there. I'm just like, yeah, we talk food on here every now and then. So I'd be hungry.
I dig it. Yeah.
Argentina. The shout out to the Cool. The Cool itself, that episode made the top 10 charts in three different countries. Shit. Yeah, that episode alone.
Nice.
It made Argentina, Japan, and the UK. That was in the top 10. And then shout out to Argentina because we've been with them for like 3 weeks now. I just keep forgetting to bring it up in there. And then Pakistan, we've been there. Hong Kong, that shit's been ongoing. Been there for like 2 months now, top 100. It drops every week or whatever, like by 3 points, 5 points, whatever. We're still in the top 100 over there. So only thing that's missing from this infinity gauntlet is the United States here. So
good old US of A.
I just
home. Well, quote unquote home.
They ain't if you could just you could just get up on that,
listen to the goddamn show, that'd be great.
Stop listening to Joe Rogan, dumbass. I mean, listen up.
Or these other shitty ass fucking quote unquote alcohol podcasts, or whatever.
They send me a
goddamn hard.
In the United States, they send me a top 10 charts in the, because we're also labeled in the arts category. They send me the arts, comedy, food, and drink.
And, yeah, that all applies.
And Joe Rogan is in each one of them for some fucking reason. I'm just like, that dude's not even that funny. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't really latch on to Joe Rogan, if I'm being honest. I just never.
I know people probably saying, oh, you're
a hate him. I just never really, you know.
I kind of hate him because he's kind of a dumb fuck, but you know, I mean, I mean, he's out there telling people to eat horse pills and shit like that. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah. I didn't know he said that. Oh, yeah.
He's kind of stupid. Right? He's talking about he took horse pills to help with his COVID and shit. And he's just like, dude, why would you say some shit like that? CDC reported they had like the poison control. They had like a record number of people calling in and say they took those pills that was blowing out their intestines and shit. It's like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? You took
horse pill.
Okay, first of all, you know how big a horse is, people?
It's made for a horse.
It's a horse. You know what's crazy about America is we're willing to deny science.
Gullible. Super gullible.
We're willing to deny science and not take man-made stuff. But we'll take shit that's given to a horse.
Jesus Christ. Joe Rogan said it.
Hey, well, you know, the thing is, even before my my liberal proudness, because I know that's what people think, oh, you're a liberal, you don't like him, that's why, whatever. I just don't find him funny. I've been to his stand-up, too. I was just like, man, people actually clapping.
I didn't know. Is that the point of the show? Is for him to be funny, though? I really got that.
Have you ever heard any comedy from him? Like,
no.
The crazy thing is, I think he thinks he's really good, too. Because he talks about comedy like he's a pro. Yeah, it's like,
because I always hear him on the UFC shows, whatever. I'm like, okay, he's cool with that. Just stick to that shit. Well, he's fine there.
Yeah, he's
all right. At least from what I've seen.
Yeah.
He don't really like watch UFC
fights. He was fine for the most part. He's all right for the most part. I wish they got somebody else that knew what the fuck they were talking about sometimes or whatever. I mean, you know, it's funny because it sounds like he knows more about it on his podcast than he does actually in commentating. So I don't know if that's just being regulated by him or whatever. Because when I hear him describe moves, I'd be like, yeah, that's how that works. A neck crank, whatever and shit. That's exactly how that works out and shit. I hear him describe it in the UFC fight. Yeah, like, what the fuck is he talking about right now?
Or when he used to Fear Factor back in the day. It's
like, back when he had hair, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I realized, oh, he's a comedian? Oh.
I'd say that. I had no idea. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't get that, but all right.
He tries to do stand-up and shit, and it's just like, oh, he was doing stand-up a few weeks ago with Dave Chappelle, and I'm just like, oof.
That's you don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a discredit to Dave Chappelle right there. I was like, why
nobody
would you
want to do that?
Yeah, why would you want him to open for you? Come on, Dave. You can get somebody else better than that. Come on.
I was about to say, if your name is not Chris Rock, I don't want to see you or Dave Chappelle.
If you're not Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, shit, I'll even take Michael Che at this point. It's like, you know,
Chris Tucker. Shit.
Somebody is. Basically, if you're black.
Basically.
If you're a legend and you're black. Basically, just go ahead and
Get the fuck away from Dave Chappelle.
I was watching the last minute thing. I was watching the Richard Pryor show. All the people that Paul Mooney had brought into comedy, the Robin Williams, the John Witherspoons, the Tim Reeds and stuff like that. I was like, holy shit, all these dudes are dead now. And I was like, damn. And Paul Mooney was the last one out of this whole lineup to bring these comedians in and shit. And he just died. I was like, wow, Dave Chappelle's all and Chris Rock's all we got left, huh? I guess Martin Lawrence too. Martin Lawrence, I heard come back. He's been killing it. I haven't seen his stand up per se, but I've seen some clips of him of it. Dude is still funny, so
Has it been popping up like these little comedy stores and all that?
Yeah, he just recently went back to the comedy store last week, I believe.
Oh shit, nice.
I know before the pandemic, him and Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle did a show there all in the same night and shit.
It was, what was the like, fuck?
I mean, like that crowd must have been excited as shit.
Y'all getting lucky. Holy shit.
The funny thing is, me and Yoon and two other friends of ours, Nam and his lovely wife, we went to a jazz concert. And they lived by the comedy store. We drove by it, and it was packed as fuck. And we was trying to figure out, oh, shit, why is it packed? I looked on Instagram, fucking Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, and Chris Rock performed there. And Dave Chappelle's on stage for 2 hours, they said. I was like, fuck, dude. That's crazy. So, and apparently Martin Lawrence and Chris Rock, they've been performing there. I've seen some clips, whatever. Martin Lawrence still got the jokes, man. He's funny as shit still. So.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like he's getting back into doing it because of the pandemic, or the comedy store is kind of reopened in a way. So, people are going there again. So. Chris Martin Lawrence. I know Eddie Murphy was doing it too, but they was keeping his hush-hush before the pandemic. So if you can catch an Eddie Murphy show, if he's back out there, I don't know how his takes are on the pandemic itself or whatever, but if he's out there, if you can find that show, oh man, I would recommend finding that show because that's like one of the last legends of that era.
From that era. Yeah.
So
he's pretty much the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like that era right after Richard Pryor and him. He's in that era. I guess Martin Lawrence is too, in a way, whatever. Martin Lawrence was early 90s as well, too. 91, 92. Shit, don't forget who the original host of Def Comedy Jam was now, people. That's Martin Lawrence. And Joe Rogan.
Can you imagine Joe Rogan on Def Comedy Jam? Oh man,
that dude would get booed off stage. I'm telling you, this. Wow. Like, I've listened to the podcast multiple times. I've seen stand up from him. He's just not funny to me. I just like, oh, that was a joke. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never seen him as like a funny dude. Really, I never got that. Did you say stand up? Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he's been doing stand up for a long time, and his stories are like boring as shit too. It's just like, oh, that's the punchline of that story.
I guess.
Man, you should go see him one day, Cody.
No, I'm good. I'll skip that. I'm okay.
Yeah, you should go to the comedy store. Go check him out.
Nah.
Best time to go to the comedy store, people, where I saw Dave Chappelle, whatever, is Tuesday or Wednesday. That's usually when the big headlines come out. It's usually on a Wednesday.
Okay.
Middle of the week type shit. So, and tickets are only like $20 or whatever and shit. So,
yeah.
Cheap as fuck. But, so, people, that is the end of the show here. We're done. We'll be back next week for Mix and Match. Well, I guess it's more matching than mixing. we'll both be bringing some mezcal on here. At the end of the year, shit, we might have to do a top 10 list because we've had so many bottles this year. Instead of a top 5, we normally do. But we'll see when that December rolls around, when our
we'll figure it out.
Usually we give a top 10 anyway. Usually just a top 5, but usually we just throw in some other 5 that we might have in there, the back burner or whatever. So we'll see when that comes up. But I realize that is coming up pretty soon. We are mid-deep into September now.
Yeah, be here before you know it.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, that goddamn Spider-Man game won't be, because that's a long fucking time for me. But anyway, we'll talk about that.
Oh, you're talking about Spider-Man 2.
The fuck would you show us?
But that's how a video game announcement's always been, though. That's
I don't give a fuck, Cody. I don't give a fuck. Don't show me no greatness like that, and then fucking 2023, nigga. Fuck you. 2023. I was like, is that next year? What is that?
Nope.
I might be dead by then. Okay.
I was gonna say, yeah.
The way people dropping like flies now, and then global warming killing us off. I mean, it's flooding in the East Coast. It's hot as shit over here in the West Coast. It's like, you know, that shit. Hey, give me now, okay? I want now. I want a tag team, motherfucker. I want to web one up and then get on the other side of Miles and web that motherfucker up. Yeah. See, that's the problem when introducing Miles Morales now. Is that motherfucker got to be in every game now.
Yeah.
Now people
you saw they overcompensated with getting Peter Parker in the little legs now. Yeah, so like, oh, shit, I give him something. You know, Miles got that Venom power. So, like, oh, shit, all right, get goddamn legs.
Yeah, I like how the legs have Venom power now, too, and shit. It's like, yeah. They probably heard that complaint. Everybody said, yeah, I think Miles is cooler than Peter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I went back and played both of them, too, and I was just like, yeah, this confirms it still. Miles is still cooler. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, people, we're done. We're getting out of here. We're out of here. We'll be back next week for matching week. The damn sure ain't no mixing. But, you know, I'll be rapping and tapping, Cody. Mm-hmm. Be packing.
Tapping and rapping. Rapping
and slapping. Tapping. Slapping and capping.
Rapping.
Capping.
Yeah. Slapping and capping.
I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.